that he's mortal nafshe, he would not like lose his reputation. Therefore, he would not afraid he'll make a krushuvcha. Therefore, it may hold a guy could do the bris milah. Tchiyasi Rav Dima Amar Yechanan Imha Yemumcha LaRabin Muta. The person's professional, then we say he would not be mortal nafshe. He would not do anything wrong to give himself a wrong reputation. Therefore, we let him make the bris milah. Sedechlam Rav Yehuda holds Mikra Rabin a guy is kosher to make a bris milah. We're only afraid maybe you'll kill the kid and make a krushuvcha. With a guy is a right for mumcha, then we're not afraid. Therefore, it's good. Mar says that Babisava is coming out now of Yehuda. Kusi Shapadam is it true what you're saying? That Yehuda holds a guy is possible, but a kusi is okay. For a tiny word like this, Yisrael malas a kusi, for kusi lo yimo Yisrael. When they shemal Hashem had reason, live Rav Yehuda. See, clearly Rav Yehuda is the one that says, no, you do not let a kusi make a bris milah. Because if Yehuda does l'shem hagarisim, it does l'shem avoid zorom, it's possible. So I can tell me Rav Yehuda before said, to not let a goy, but a kusi is okay. So when it says, omale Rav Yehuda, no, this, omale Rav Yehuda says back to Rav Yehuda, v'chi eichen mitzinu milah menateru l'shmo. Where do we find that midiraisa, milah has to be done l'shmo? And you're telling me a kusi, since he does a shleil lishmo, Hashem avoy dezar, it's possible. Who said it has to be lishmo altogether? According to Rabbi Yossi, a meal is just a mice of hasaras arlo, taken off the yorlo. Even though you do not do it lishmo. As long as the kid is born a Jew on a Jewish baby, and you make a bris milah, it's automatically kosher. El Rabbi Yossi holds mal v'olach hachetesi nishmosoi. We let a kusi do the bris milahs until the neshama goes away. So I'll call upon him. Rav Yehuda's rule says here, we do not let a kusi make the bris milah. So it's a steering of Yehuda. Our mind like this, Yonam really epoch, Rebachina Mikora. Change it around like we said before.
So good, so Gemara says, then let's change it around the way we changed it around before. So Rashi says, to Rav Yehuda kusi osir. A kusi is osir, it does Hashem had reason. Yehuda kechovim mut, Yehuda kechovim meidak olomo bono l'shem avos kechovim. On l'shvich as brav m'loi chash, we're not afraid that maybe the goyim will kill us. Since Achirim is watching over. So maybe that's the answer. That's Rabbi Yehuda's real shita. That a kusi, no, but a goy, yes. The question was, or the kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's a steven Rabbi Yehuda. That one place Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible by a goy from the Zeras HaKosif. And now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda says no, a goy could make a bris milah. So for instance, I'll tell you, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Hahid Rabbi Yehuda, Hanesi, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. The Tanya was not like this. We have Yudah Nasi going there. Mina yin l'milu b'avik d'chovin. Sheep surah, we know that if a goy makes the bris milah. It's possible, not only does a chash, he'll kill us, but there's a real psul midiraisa. You're not allowed to have a goy make a bris milah. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yato es bris yitishma, meaning you, a Jew, you could make a bris milah, but not a goy. So therefore, it's a Yudah Nasi that says the sheep did not have Yud himself. Omer Rav Chizdo, my time Rav Yehuda, what's the reason of Rav Yehuda? The Siddur Pasuk says, La Hashem Himoil. But Rav Yehuda holds that a kusi is possible to make a bris milah, because he does it l'shem hagarizim. He does it l'shem avoy dezara. So how do we know to say there's such a psul of l'shmo by milah? The Pasuk says, La Hashem Himoil, mashman the milah has to be done l'shem Hashem, and not l'shem avoy dezara. For Rabbi Yossi, what does he do with this pasuk of Himo Yimo? Himo Yimo, he says, no, of Himo Lashem, he says, no, the pasuk says, Himo Yimo, which is a ribui. Mash, any type of a meal is okay. Vida, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? Hoksiv Lashem, Himo, but still says the word Lashem. So, what does Rabbi Yossi do with this? Over Pesach, Siv. Yeah, that already says that Korban Pesach has to be done l'shmo, but not that the bris milah has to be done l'shmo. V'idach nami ha'iksev himo yimo. I, how could Rabbi Yehuda dash and you need l'shmo by bris milah? It says a double lashon of himo yimo. In other words, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this extra word of himo yimo? It's mashmi, you do not need l'shmo. So he answers you, dibra tera kloshim le'yodam. Sometimes that's the way the Torah talks, is dibra tera kloshim le'yodam, that you have no deek from this. Therefore, dik is l'Hashem, it has to be done l'shmo. Amila has to be done l'shmo. Here, it wasn't done l'shmo. Kusi does l'Hashem had reason. That's why it's possible. Itma, we look like this.
Minayin lemila b'yavikchov mishipsula. How do we know that if a goy makes a bris mila is posel? So dori bar popa mishmei de Rav Omar. He says in the name of Rav that the posel says v'yatas brisi tishmor. Mashmiyu a Jew has to make the bris mila, not a goy. For Rabbi Yechanan, himo yimo. He loves different posel. It says himo yimo mashmo. A person that already has a bris mila, he can make another bris mila. But a goy that doesn't have a bris mila cannot make another bris mila. So these are the two ways to learn out that a goy is posel. Smur says, true, if so, my benai, what's the difference between the two drushes? Arvei moil, how mean it was, a goy that has a bris mila, the givoni mol, or a givon that has a bris mila, ike benayu. Man diyom himo yimoliko, lemaisa that put the goy, has a bris mila. So he can make a bris mila on a Jew. But Raman the Yomel with Ash in the first place, because brisi tishmar, it's only a Jew and not a guy. Lekut, we don't have it. Samar says, no, it's not true. Raman the Yomel, he mu yimel. According to first man, the Yomel with Ash in the post, he mu yimel. Iku, you want to tell me if the guy has a bris mila? It's considered like he has a bris. So it's called Mepash of Himu yimel. Is that true? Avi, it's none. We learned. Koy name, Sheni Nenem in Arelem. A Jew makes a nisaneh, he's not going to have any enjoyment for a person that's an oral. So Pashtun means someone that doesn't have a bris mila. So Lachor is mutev the Arla Yisrael. He's allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew, even though he doesn't have a bris mila. We'll soon see why. And the Osa Bamuli of the Gehovim. He's also to have enjoyment from any guy, even though the guy has a bris mila. Alma, what do we see? Afagav the Mihili, even though they have the bris mila, command loy mila dom, they don't have a bris mila. So here we see that a goy, he's a chetz of an oral. Even though he doesn't have the oral of mamish, he's still called an oral. So a goy is not considered not in himo, yimo. Alright, let's turn over. So it says, Amo, we see, Afagav de Mili, Kemandla Miladami, a goy is always told like an oral. Elo de Gemara said, if you want to say there's a difference between the two drushes, Elo, Ika Benayu Yisroel Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. Let's say a Jew that does not have a bris mila because his brother died by the bris mila. So Lachor is, he doesn't have to have the bris mila. He's an onus for Leimonu, and he didn't have a bris mila. So Veleman the Yom of Yata Brisa Tishmarika. Lemaisi is a Jew, he can make another bris mila. But Leman the Yom Himo Yimo Vidashner from the Pasuk Himo Yimo Leka. Lemaisi, this Jew did not have a bris mila. He's possible to make another bris mila. Well, still says, is this true? Leman the Yom Himo Yimo Leka. If not, we learned. I'm not going to have any enjoyment from a person who has a bris mila. It's also be only Yisrael. He's also to have enjoyment even from a Jew that does not have a bris mila. He's allowed to have enjoyment from a goy, even though the goy has a bris mila. Alma, what do we see? Afagav lim hili, command him hili dami. A Jew, even though he still has his orla, is still called like a mahol. He's not a mias. In other words, orla means something that's mias. A goy is mias, not a Jew. So there's no difference between the two drushas of Ato and himo yimo. So in both cases, a goy no, and a Jew yes. So where it says, El, if you want to know a difference, the, again, Ela, Ikev, and Ayot, there's some difference. Isha, there's been a lady. Laman, the Yom of Yatas, Brisi, Tishmo, Leka. Atas, Mashmoni, you. A man, and not a lady. The Isha, Lav, Bas, Milish, not the Pasha of Mila. Laman, the Yom of the Himo, Yimo, that whoever has the Bris Mila could do it. Iko, the Isha, command the Mila Domit, and whoever doesn't have an Orla can make a Bris Mila. So the Isha does not have an Orla. Therefore, she can make a Bris Mila. So verse says no. Oh me, because anybody laman the yom isha loy. Anybody says nisha is possible, we will accept the pasuk says. Patikach tzipora tzar. Tzipora took a knife and she made the bris mila. So here we see that an isha could make a bris mila. Verse says no. Kari boy patikach means she had it taken. Somebody else made the al day shliach. Rashi says, but somebody else made the actual krisa. Look, see, but the chorus, mashmish she cut. Karbei v'tichres again. She made a shliach to make the bris mila. Again, it means the Armul Yinish Achrinish, he told somebody else to do it. The Yop and the other person, the Shliach, did it. Therefore, it's kosher. The boy said, another thing I'm going to answer you is, Asi Ihi Viaskola. She came and she started to make the Bris Mila. But the Yosa Moshe Viagma, Moshe finished it. So therefore, she started it just to show the importance of it. Rabbi, she did not make the Bris Mila. We owed an Isha's puzzle to make a Bris Mila. The only reason why it was kosher was because Moshe finished off the Bris Mila. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yes, of course, Zayin Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misrapoyim mehen, you'll have to be healed by a goy shadakta. And we'll say, love dafka doctor, but by a goy. Misrapoyim mehen, you'll have to be healed by them. Ripui momen, a healing of money. Will learn ripui nefoshes, but not a healing of your soul, of your body. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what's the difference. What does money mean, and what does nefoshes mean? Another locker is, v'yein mistaprin mehen, you're not allowed to take a haircut from a goy. B'chol mokom, any place, whether Madison Square Garden, openly, privately, divrei Rebbe Meir, these are the words of Rebbe Meir, you cannot go to a goy to receive a haircut. However, why? Because we're afraid he'll kill you. He has the knife in his hand, he's cutting you, he'll cut the neck and make a shechiter also. So you have to stay away from a goy shababa. However, b'chol mokom, the chom say, b'shus rabin mut. No, if you do it in an open place, b'shus rabin, you go down to Fairfax, it's okay. You go to a guy's house, to a private barber, you cannot go to a guy to take a private haircut. See in the Gemara, maybe there's a hetter if he's a professional barber. And there's a svara where Moro Nafsh doesn't want to ruin his name. We'll soon see. We have in the topic Marosa, Baroifa Mumcha. By Roifa Mumcha, there are svara sometimes that they're afraid not to lose their name, they won't do it.
But they must have done this then.
What? The other Gemara says. My ripu momen or my ripu nefoshes. What's the difference? What do you mean by momen it's muta and by nefoshes it's osa? Hilem, if you want to tell me, ripu momen means bischar. If you pay them money, then it's okay. Like since you're paying them, Rashi says, lekoto, they're not going to come to kill you. Techayish lef say to the agre. Because if they kill you, you're not going to pay them. So they're afraid they won't get their pay. Even though if they kill you, they'll rob the money out of your pocket. But right, they used to pay them in checks. Nashman used to pay in checks also, or with bills. They used to get the bill. So I guess if they kill you, you're not going to pay the bill. So maybe mummin means that you pay, therefore it's muta. Ripu nefoshes means bechinam, without pay, therefore it's also because we're afraid they'll kill us. Listening is so, the Mishnah should have said clearly. Listening, learn clearly. Misrapoyim mehen bischar. You're allowed to be healed by a goy if you pay him money. But not for free. The Mishnah doesn't say this. Mashma, that's not the difference between refuas mamin or refuas nefoshes. Ella rather, ripu mamin means dava shein by sakona. Anything that doesn't have a sakona, so therefore we're not afraid he'll really kill you. Just he won't give you the right medicine. See if what you have is not a question of nefoshes. Even if he doesn't treat it the right way, you're not going to die from it. Therefore, it's muta. But ripu nefoshes means dava sheish pesakono. Sometimes there's a sakono nefoshes involved. Therefore, if he does not treat you the right way, we're afraid you may end up, he may kill you. So therefore, it's also to go to a guy that is going to treat you if you're a sakono nefoshes. So Gemara says, is this true? I've omer of Yehuda, afilu rivdo de kisilto, loimas sinon minayu. Even if you have a cut, and then on top of it comes a scab, and something's wrong with the scab, so you cannot go to a guy to heal the scab, which is not a sakonas nefashis. It just bothers you, it hurts you. There's a scab on top of the cut that's it's bothering you. So even for this small thing, you cannot go to a guy. So see, even though it's not sakonas nefashis, still it's also. Yeah, or rather, any type of a healing, you cannot go to a guy. So then what's the difference between mamin and nefashis? So my answer is, ella rather, it's like this. Ripu mami means behemtoi. We're allowed to take our animals to a goy to be healed. But ripu nefosh, anything to do with your body, with your life, ripu nefoshois, gufei, that means your body, that your body is also to take to a goy to be healed. And if so, behind the Yom Review, this is what the Yehuda said. After the ribdu the kisilto, lemasinu minayum. Even for a small cut, it has to be healed, that the scab on top of the cut is giving you pain, even for this is also to go to a guy. Musun see, Mustam is not where he's a Raifa Mumcha, not where he's a professional doctor. But if he's a professional doctor, then there is a heta. Omer Rav Chisda Marukva, Avol im o maloi, samploi ni yofaloi, samploi ni raloi. Let's say the guy just gives you advice. He tells you, listen, take this type of medicine, it's good for your cold, and this medicine is no good. Then muta. Then you're allowed to listen to the goy. That's okay. That's not called you going to him to be healed. Why not? He will also give you bad advice. He told you the wrong medicine. So it should also be yasa. The Gemara says no. So by the